Hi.
We are. this is really amazing. Thank you very much. I'm relatively new to your teachings, about 6 months, and I have always been a joyful person and fortunate in many, many ways. I'm a first grade teacher, and I find such incredible connection with my students. And I feel so fulfilled, and it's just wonderful every day, every day. I feel like I'm helping them to really see who they are, to help them to grow and become who they are, and it's just...
We have to get this in here. It's such an important thing to understand. First, we want to say that these little buggers are closer to knowing who they are than any adult that you will ever meet. And so while you think you're helping them, really they're helping you.
I think so. I really, truly agree with that.
They are fortunate in that they have a teacher who is positively tuned, who is joyfully oriented. And that's a bit of an anomaly. And so it is nice that they have an opportunity to play with you because you are less likely to... beat the drum of things that cause them to disallow who they really are. It's nice that their natural, intuitive alignment with Source can be allowed for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. We are enjoying the continuity of the conversation that came just before this with this, because we want you to look at this in this way. In the same way that our friend does not need his dead mother arbitrating on his behalf, these children do not need any adult arbitrating on their behalf. In other words, they've got the whole package. They are source energy in physical bodies. They are having their exposure to their life, which is causing them to become more. Mm-hmm. And if left to their own natural resources, they would gravitate instinctively to becoming the being that their life is causing them to become. And the thing that we think would be so wonderful, if you could consciously know it, they're going to figure it out one way or another in time anyway. Mm-hmm. The best role that you could play for any of them is to be a grown-up and still be joyfully oriented. To be someone who is playful rather than serious. Someone who is optimistic rather than pessimistic. Someone who loves to be in the day rather than dreads to be in the day. Someone who intuitively looks for their positive aspects rather than looking for a flaw that you're trying to correct. These beings are source energy in physical bodies, and out ahead of them is the expanded version of them. Here they are, these little kids who have expanded versions of themselves that they want to joyously romp and follow. And almost everybody else that they meet is saying to them, don't romp and follow those natural intuitions. Mm-hmm. This is the critical time for those little buggers, because what's happening is most people are saying, no, now you live in this world. I will teach you the ways of this world. And we want you to remember they've come to teach you the ways of their world. They are the fresh new ones. They are the pure positive energy. They are the culmination of all that's being lived. That's why they're cable ready. That's why they get the computer. That's why they understand the things that most adults that have been here for a while don't understand. Mm-hmm. So as you look at them and see them as the bright beings that they are, and you make a determination that you're going to enhance their awareness of their own guidance system rather than trying to replace it with another set of rules, mm-hmm. that will be the most incredible thing that you can give to them. Mm-hmm. There could be 100 people in their life teaching them otherwise, and you, knowing what they innately know, and your power of influence will be more powerful than a million who do not. And they will always remember you as the grown-up who knew life was supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. That is. Thank you so much.